And that is where we leave the World Service for this morning to begin a new day here on BBC Radio 4. Very good morning. Thank you so much for your company. It's 20 past five on Monday, the 6th of January, 2025. Welcome. This is Vijay Alice. We'll have the shipping forecast in a moment. Before that, let's look ahead to later this morning when we'll be looking back.
25 years of the 21st century. What will future historians make of this epoch?
Institutions no longer have a sort of monopoly on the provision and consumption of information.
Which events, people and movements really are significant?
Iraq, I think, is the one to focus on as this war that set off a series of chain reactions which we're still living with.
And how will we be judged by generations to come?
We've shown that we can pull together when we need to.
25 years of the 21st century with me, Matthew Side, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, this Monday to Friday morning at 9.
This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 6th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Utsira and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Lundy 973, expected Fisher 953 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, easterly backing northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 7 to severe gale 9 in Viking, backing northerly later, occasionally 4 later in North Utsira. Rain and sleet or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, easterly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm force 10 for a time, becoming cyclonic, mainly north 5 to 7 later, rain or snow, moderate to very poor. 40s, northeast becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 for a time, becoming mainly northwest later, rain or sleet, moderate or poor. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, northeast 5 to 7, backing north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, then mainly northwest gale 8 to storm 10 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, cyclonic mainly southwest 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic mainly southwest 7 to severe gale 9, becoming mainly west 5 to 7 later, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later in Fitzroy, but 3 to 5 in later in Sol. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later in Irish Sea and Shannon. Rain, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 for a time in Bailey and southeast Iceland. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor or very poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. North 5, recent drizzle 24 miles, 985, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 3, 15 miles, 985, falling. Lerwick, northeast 6, 24 miles, 988, falling slowly. Lucas, north 3, heavy rain and snow, 15 miles, 982, falling. Bridlington, north by east 4, 972, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. South by west 8, 5 miles, 978. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 2 miles, 977. Jersey. South, southwest 6, 9 miles, 978, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, South Southwest 7, 1 mile, 974. Silly Automatic, Northwest 7, Slight Drizzle, 8 miles, 984, rising quickly. Valencia, Northwest by North 5, 16 miles, 990, now falling. Ronald's Way, North by West 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 980, falling slowly. Malin Head, Northeast by North 4, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 985, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of low pressure centred over North Devon, will transit eastwards into the North Sea during today. This will bring outbreaks of rain with gale or severe gale force winds to most coastal areas for a time. As this system clears eastwards, a cold and showery northerly airflow will become established across all areas by Monday and persist into Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeasterly, backing northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 4 or 5 at first in east, backing northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain or squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in south, backing northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeasterly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly later, rain and sleet, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 to 6 later, rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in south and east, occasionally 4 later, rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bell, southwesterly, veering westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in east, decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, southwest, veering west 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in east, occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in east, occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain or sleet at first, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time in Solway Firth, rain or sleet at first, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north backing northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, scattered wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly veering northeasterly for a time, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in northwest, decreasing 5 or 6 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in south, backing northerly 5 to 7 later, rain or sleet, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northeasterly backing northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first in southeast, occasionally severe gale 9 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor or very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 6th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vijay Alice. The Prime Minister has unveiled a plan to cut the backlog of people waiting for NHS treatment in England. The chair of the Independent Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse has raised concerns about sexual violence being politicised. In business, there's warning that confidence among UK firms has slumped to its lowest level for more than 2 years. And in sport, Manchester United check Liverpool's momentum in the Premier League title race. Sir Keir Starmer is setting out full details of a plan to cut the number of people waiting more than 18 weeks for non-urgent treatment on the NHS in England. The proposals include opening community diagnostic centres for up to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Commons leader, Lucy Powell, says Labour will be judged on the results.
I think there's no bigger symptom of a country in crisis, a country, shall we say, in need of major surgery than having 7.5 million people on waiting lists. You know, it is one of the things we are going to be judged on. It's one of the big issues of the general election and why people voted for a Labour government.
The academic who chaired the independent inquiry into child sex abuse is warning against politicising the issue of sexual violence. Professor Alexis Jay was responding to calls from opposition parties for a new national inquiry examining the issue of grooming gangs. The Liberal Democrat MP Josh Babarinde says Professor Jay's recommendations must be implemented as soon as possible.
What victims and survivors want to see is action. There was an inquiry by Professor Alexis Jay. She did come out with 20 recommendations. Those recommendations have not been implemented in full. It was on the last Conservative government to do that. It didn't happen. It's on this government to do that now. It just needs to be done.
Ministers promised that the recommendations would be implemented in full, but that some were more complex. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, officially steps down from his role today. He announced his resignation after a report found that he had taken insufficient action to stop one of the Church of England's most prolific child abusers, John Smythe. During a service this evening, he will lay down a ceremonial staff, a symbolic act marking the end of his ministry. A senior Hamas official has made public a list of 34 hostages he says the group is willing to release in the first stage of a potential ceasefire agreement with Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister's office has denied reports that